gets around Trepkowski, number 23, and sends it all the way down. No icing called here. Ooh, as Vanderlip goes down, takes a Huron Tool player with him, and pass to the front of the net, shot and score. We have a goal for Huron Tool. They needed that one badly as they were getting beaten up 2-0. That's a goal for number 21, Aiden Champagne. He found the back of the net. He was parked out front and really slammed that one home, John.
That was a perfect pass right up front. I was trying to catch who that came from. Who's the assist on?
We tried to catch the assist on that.
Colton was on the assist. But yes, bang, bang play. And guess what? Huron Tool's on the board. They finally, all that time down at the other end finally pays off. They broke through the layers of Krieger Farms defense down there, and you know, we've got ourselves a hockey game now, 2-1.
2-1, as John just said, with 3:20 left to play in the second period, as Krieger Farms works it down in the Huron Tool zone. We haven't said that much today, John, but they still do lead on the scoreboard as number 3, Chase Ernest, sends it down into the corner behind the goalie. That's picked up by number 19, Michaela Boyle. She sends it up the half boards, and it's shut down there by Krieger Farms. Krieger Farms still trying to find some open ice with that puck. Unable to, as Huron Tool finds the puck behind the net, sends it out to the half boards, and looks to clear the zone. Kept alive by number 99. That is Emma Dickendasher. Still in the Huron Tool zone, finally cleared out to center ice. There was a nice hit there by 27. I don't think that one was too legal, but escaped the ref's eyes.
Well, they're letting them play.
Letting them play. It's playoff hockey. It's championship Saturday. Let the kids play. 2 minutes left in the second period. Krieger Farms still trying to work it into the zone, unable to. Sent down into the Krieger Farms zone now by number 27, Jack Zimmerman. And out to center ice. Dumped into the zone by number 18. That's Landon Murgis. And quickly back out by Krieger Farms. We're going to have an offsides here.
A very late call there by referee Gordon.
Players change, and the ref is ready to drop the puck here. Very late call, like John said, by Tim Gordon. Kid was a couple strides into the zone, and then they finally called it. But Krieger Farms controls the faceoff. They're working down by the blue line. Looks to dump it into the zone. Trepkowski does. Quickly sent back by Caleb Geiger to number 8. We've said her name a lot now. That's Mackenzie Krieger. She had a shot on goal, was deflected, and now sent back in by her as it did clear the zone. Out to center ice now, sent by Huron Tool. Seems like in this last couple minutes, John, no one's really been able to control the puck. Seems to...
No, it's been back and forth.
Back and forth.
Ooh, nice hit.
Vanderlip looked to clear the zone, and Caleb Geiger tried to shut him down but was unable to. Got it up to his buddy, that's Trepkowski. He works towards the net, fanned on the shot, and Huron Tool looks to clear the zone, and it looks like they will. 30 seconds left in the second period. That's going to be an icing on Huron Tool. We're going to get it back in their zone. Players still able to change for icings in this division, where not the NHL or AHL. So not really a penalty as it is in the NHL. Just a face-off outside by your goalie. Huron here on Tool almost had too many players on the ice, had to rush a player off, and the faceoff drops. Controlled by here on Tool, cleared by out of the zone by Caleb Geiger. He's flying down the rink, makes a move, and they called him for offsides.
That's happened a couple times already.
It's happened a lot now, John. They're getting a little over-anxious.
Well, Colton Tulaski on the wing got a little ambitious, a little like anxious to get across the line.
Really hunting for that goal to tie this thing game up with 22 seconds left. Here comes Caleb Geiger into the zone right at the faceoff dot. Tries to get a shot, stopped by Vanderlip. And it's cleared out of the zone by Chase Ernest. He's trying to make one final push. 8 seconds left. He's got a mini breakaway. Shot goes wide, taken down into the boards. 4 seconds left. And that is going to be the end of the second period with the score 2-1. John, Chase Ernest really tried to make that a two-goal game there with the last 8 seconds left.
Had people on his tail working, distracting him just enough not to get a shot off.
And we're going to step away here as the teams take a break, and we'll be back live for the third period coverage in a minute.
Really?
Okay, everybody get in line. Yep, let's make one solid line, and we'll start the interview process shortly.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for?
Sorry, hold on. Let me put this down. Hey there, Mike. I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299. And right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the Thumb.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the Thumb.
Man, I can't believe hockey season is already over. I guess it's time to put the gear away, huh, Steve?
Ugh. Gross, dude. There's no way you can have your stuff smelling like that the whole offseason.
But where do I go to get it cleaned and sanitized?
Ice Cutters on Soper Road, man. They got amazing deals, and they'll get your stuff smelling great. Now get that stuff out of my face.
Ice Cutters at 414 East Soper Road offers equipment sanitizing by Sanisport for football, baseball, and hockey equipment. Take your stinky, sweaty gear to Ice Cutters. They'll get the funk out.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
We're back live for the third period at the Huron County Ice Arena. As we come back, Caleb Geiger with a bar down goal, hits that crossbar, sends it deep into the net. What a goal there, John.
As you called that one.
The president of the Huron County Hockey Association, Sue Morrell, called that one.
Yep.
We had a goal there, number 28, Caleb Geiger, assisted by number 27, Jack Zimmerman, to tie this game back up at 2. 9 seconds into the third period, John.
Well, that took no time at all.
Krieger Farms quickly responds with a goal. They worked it down fast into that zone. That's Vanderlip with a goal. That was so fast.
Well, this is in stark contrast to the first two periods that we've had where we've had back and forth and not a lot happening. And then we're talking 17 seconds. We've scored two goals already.
And Krieger Farms goes back up by one.
Basically just canceling each other out.
basically, like we just